91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
To write you a song that would get you on your feet, that would introduce a rhythm and increase your heartbeat. I set out to write you a song that would carry you on home, that way I could have you when the carnival's long gone. I set out to write you a song, whether it's short, whether it's long, that would make you turn your head and cry for me instead. I set out to write you a song. You a song, tell me where you're gone. I set out on the road where St. Christopher did find my salvation at the Five and Dime. He found it in a novel underneath the shelf aglow with dimming lights of wonder and the prophets whom to know. I set out to write you a song. You a song, hope you won't be long. Now I'm no saint and I wear no promise ring, but one thing I can give you is a melody to sing. And if you want to meet me out along the winding coast, you best know it's your good fortune, cause it's sure a pretty host. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song, hope it turns you on. Oh, maybe I miss the train. Maybe you're out catching fame. Maybe it's all a bigger plan to get me out of Texas, cause the West has left me breathless. Write you a song as the floods carry on, and I'll say a little prayer for the sweet hereafter. I'll leave you with a chapter, a map, and a rapper. As I drove away, I heard the crows stirring up the pasture. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Yeah, I set out to write you a song. I'm good enough as gone.
Oh, This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
certain now that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you have to count your changed. The shades no longer drawn, his clothes rearranged. He warned me that this day would come in the summer. He warned me that a wandering man was born to wander. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he tried to tell me so, but I didn't want to know. And he tried to let me go, but I
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Yağmur, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, we're going to start our show with Passenger by Iggy Pop. Enjoy.